G'day and welcome back to Optimal Workplaces podcast by Diversity Australia. I'm your host, Stephen.
And I'm Beth. It's great to be with you. Today, we're tackling a topic that is, well, it's absolutely critical in today's job market, the inclusive interview.
That's right. And it's something that sounds simple, but the nuances are, well, they're everything. There's a great piece I was reading from a recruitment expert who shared that when they started, they thought interviews were just about finding the right person.
Right.
They didn't realize how easily their own biases crept in, like, you know, preferring someone from the same university.
That's such a common trap. It's not malicious. It's just human. We gravitate towards what's familiar.
Yeah.
But that familiarity can slam the door on incredible talent.
Exactly. And in Australia right now, with such a tight talent market, the way you interview, it broadcasts a huge message about your organization. It shows if you're genuinely committed to inclusion,
yeah,
or if you're just ticking a box.
So let's define our terms. What exactly is an inclusive interview?
Right.
Because it's not about lowering the bar or being soft.
No, not at all.
An inclusive interview is one where every single candidate has a genuine and equal chance to show their capability.
Okay.
It's about removing unnecessary hurdles that have nothing to do with the job itself.
So what does that look like in practice?
Well, it comes down to three things.
Okay.
So structure means you ask the same core questions to every candidate. Relevance means every question links directly to the job's real requirements.
Right.
And flexibility means you make reasonable adjustments so people with different needs can still give their best.
I love the example from the article about sending questions to candidates ahead of time.
Yes.
A neurodiverse candidate who might have struggled to process questions on the spot ended up giving some of the most insightful answers the panel had ever heard.
Wow.
That's a perfect example of removing a hurdle, not lowering the bar.
It is, and this can't be a siloed effort. The interview process has to reflect your organization's wider diversity, equity, and inclusion goals.
Right. It has to be part of the business's DNA.
You can't just turn on the inclusion switch when the candidate walks in the door.
Right.
Exactly. The article mentioned an ASX-listed company that made inclusive interviews a measurable leadership target.
Okay.
Within a year, they increased hires from underrepresented groups by 27% without lowering their standards.
Wow.
That's not a nice to have. That's a competitive advantage.
That's a powerful statistic. But it all falls apart if the interviewers themselves aren't prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one's immune to bias, no matter how experienced they are.
So true. And this is where proper training is non-negotiable.
Yeah.
It's about building awareness of those subtle biases.
Yep.
I remember a hiring manager telling a recruiter they had a good feeling about a candidate.
Oh, boy.
Turns out that good feeling was because the candidate was a member of the same surf club.
Right.
That's not selection. That's self-replication.
Right. You end up hiring a team of people who all think and look the same.
Exactly.
And that leads to another key point. Diverse interview panels.
This is a big one. It's not just for show. Diverse panels genuinely change the outcome because they value different things.
And how so?
Well, a panel of all engineers might overvalue technical skills, while a more diverse panel will also consider leadership style, communication, and creative problem solving.
It protects against that cultural fit trap.
Yes. Cultural fit is often just code for, is this person similar to us?
Right.
Right? A much better focus is job relevant criteria. What skills, what knowledge, what behaviors does this role actually need to succeed?
That seems so obvious, but it's so easily missed, which brings us to the questions themselves. How do we make sure our questions are inclusive?
You need to avoid jargon and idioms. A phrase like hit it out of the park might seem normal to us, but it could completely confuse a candidate from a different cultural background.
Right.
It's about framing questions so that a wide range of life and work experiences can be used as valid evidence.
Okay.
For instance, instead of asking, tell me about your biggest weakness, which can be confrontational, you could ask, tell me about a skill you're currently improving and how you're going about it.
That's brilliant. It's constructive and forward-looking. You get much better insight. Now, Beth, let's talk about accessibility.
This has to be proactive, not reactive.
Okay.
You should be communicating that adjustments are welcome before the candidate even has to ask.
Mm.
This means offering multiple formats, in person, video, phone, and providing accessible physical spaces and digital platforms.
Wow.
The story of the deaf candidate who was finally given a fair shot with an Auslan interpreter is a testament to this. She got the job and is now a team leader.
That's incredible. It just shows the talent you unlock when you design the process for everyone. So what about the rise of AI in recruitment?
It's a double-edged sword. AI can help screen, but algorithmic bias is very real.
Right.
Some tools might favor certain speech patterns or resume formats, which can discriminate against non-native English speakers or people from different educational backgrounds.
So the key is to have a human in the loop for the final decision.
Always. Technology should assist, not decide.
Finally, let's talk about something most companies fail at. Giving feedback.
It's such a missed opportunity. Most candidates just hear nothing.
Yeah.
Providing constructive, skill-focused feedback shows respect for their time and effort. It enhances your employer brand, even with candidates you don't hire.
And that person might just reapply and be your next great hire because you treated them with dignity.
Exactly.
This all comes down to a simple truth. Inclusive interviews aren't about being nice.
No.
They're about running a fair, rigorous and effective process that finds the best person for the job.
Period.
It sends a powerful message about who you are as an employer, and it leads to a stronger, more innovative team.
Right.
And that's our time for today on the Optimal Workplaces podcast by Diversity Australia.
Alrighty. We hope this has given you some practical steps to make your own interview process more inclusive.
Before we sign off, we want to leave you with something to think about.
Ooh, okay.
Now, here's a question we'd like you to think about. What is one small, specific change you could make to your team's interview process this week to remove an unnecessary hurdle for a great candidate?